Thanks for tuning in to Community Conversations. I'm Susie Prez, your host. Community Conversations is an interim show in place of the live morning show and broadcast each Tuesday and Thursday at 8 a.m., bringing local content through recorded interviews. Please note, these interviews take place a few days prior to the broadcast date and are produced via Zoom. Due to occasional internet glitches, sound quality may vary, so we thank you for your patience. We also want to thank Zoom for supporting our community conversation efforts. All community conversations are available on our website after the show airs at krfy.org. Today's conversation is with Jackie Henrian, host of Songs, Voices, Poems, which airs on our community radio station right here at 88.5 KRFY each Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Welcome, Jackie.
Oh, thanks, Susie. I'm so delighted to be here.
Yeah, it's really always fun to have a conversation with you because you're such a creative person. And your show, Songs, Voices, Poems, to hear about it and all about you as a host, what inspired you originally, how you created new content, and why you do a show every week. That's what we're going to get into. As one listener recently said, Jackie's show is such a good show, very professional. I try to listen every week. So you showed up at the station on about 6 years ago, took a three-part radio broadcast training and created a show proposal, which the program committee was happy to approve and give you the support needed to put it all together and launch SVP, Songs, Voices, Poems. What was your original vision for this show? What brought you to the station in the first place? And what is your background that helps you create these amazing shows every week?
Okay, well, my original vision of the show had, I think the title that I selected was something like Poems with Wings, but it appeared that somebody in Portland was squatting on that title because there was no active radio show, but somebody else had taken it. So I said, well, what am I actually going to talk about? And I thought the more interesting thing would just be to say, I'm going to be talking about songs and voices, both real and metaphorical, and poems. So I said, that's the title. So, and I envisioned it having perhaps a little more live content than it has ended up being, but it's most efficient for me to produce it just by curating the best lyric-driven songs and the most related poetry in each week under a theme. So I think the most relevant aspects of my background probably was growing up in New York City, in Greenwich Village. My parents were pretty steeped in the beat poetry and the art scene back then. And I took piano lessons at Greenwich House Music School and studied theory at Henry Street Music School, which, by the way, were very similar to our own conservatory, Sandpoint Music Conservatory, the wonderful things that are being done there. But then I studied at the high school, and I picked up the guitar at 11, because at that point in time, Washington Square Park, where I lived, right next to Washington Square Park, it was like a laboratory for singer-songwriters. And so we'd sit there being their beta audience, and we'd clap and hear various versions of songs as they were being developed. And then I picked up the guitar, and then I went to the High School of Music and Art and studied music again. Unfortunately, after high school, for the next 25 years, I took an entirely different route in business. But in 1994, I met my husband, And we figured we could both stop working at jobs. And so what I decided to, we both decided to focus on the creative arts. That's when I started my own singer-songwriter career for the last 25 years. And I even started a music company in New York City. Unfortunately, in 2012, my voice started to be unreliable for performance. So that was kind of a low point for me. But when I heard about KRFY rebuilding their staff and your training sessions starting then, I said, well, this is a perfect fit for my knowledge base and my energy. So that's when I volunteered to train and made my proposal.
Well, lucky for us, I would say. And when you're talking about poems, it's really about words put to a certain way of thinking, speaking. But your show is songs, voices, poems. And it really brings in the voices of words, voices saying words, singing words. Tell us a little bit more about the bigger picture of what you tried to bring each week.
I think I'd have to thank my parents, who were professional artists and teachers, and they kind of imparted a deep respect for the act of creativity and an awareness, perhaps, that it's like the highest human activity. They also taught me a love of poetry and philosophy that I draw on to talk about the songs and poems. So like I said, when I talk about voice, I don't only talk about the physical presentation of a song, but I talk about the writer's voice. What is it that the writer is trying to communicate? So I'm lucky to have the freedom to choose songs from any genre and poems from any source to illustrate a theme that I choose each week. It's really at the heart of what we call free form radio. Which is a term that comes from a movie called Sex and Broadcasting, which is based on, which has nothing to do with sex, but it's based on a book that was written in 1971 by this guy named Milam. And he talked about freeform radio stations back then, which he helped start about 14 across the United States, the most famous being WFMU in New Jersey. And so it's the long, in 1958, it was started, and it's the longest running independent listener-supported radio station, non-commercial station. And our non-affiliated station is also in that same vein. It's rare and unique, and it's really an honor for me to support and participate with KRFY, because, you know, it's something we can be very proud of here.
Well, speaking of the station, let's just say for a few minutes, let's talk about what happened the last year. We were on the air 24/7 through the pandemic with the help of automation, no live broadcasting. The station got very creative and thoughtful during this time with some podcasting, Zoom interviews with local content. That's our community conversation show. Took over what used to be the morning show where we were in the studio live. And of course, our amazing automation system called Radiologic DJ and Scheduler, with all those things. And some of our DJs, such as yourself and Mike Bauer, really created new content and brought it in on thumb drives or via the internet, and we'd put it in every week, and or we had evergreen shows from before. I know Jazz Over Sandpoint, John Royans, he had enough evergreen shows that during that whole year, we just replayed his old shows because they were evergreen. Evergreen means that they weren't dated. We didn't say it was spring. It was just a great show with a subject matter. So we got through it and now we're coming back. How was it for you during the close, and how is it now? Last Sunday, April 4th, you were back in the studio live for the first time. Just give us a little picture of what that felt like, and then you can talk about that show. It was called Restoration. And
yes,
so what
okay.
was it like getting back into the studio live?
Well, it felt like returning to the land of the living after something like hibernation or maybe gestation or even like cocooning. You know, like a computer needs a reboot in order to install a new program. Well, I feel like I have a whole new source of energy to create these shows from. Although I had been submitting, like you said, podcasts made at home, it was a terribly inefficient process for me. And so it took a lot more time. And you can't recreate the spontaneity and the feeling of community that you have for a live show. So I really appreciated your efforts in keeping it going, because I also have a library of over 250 shows recorded at the station. And so I'm glad you were able to manage that and pull from it during the COVID shutdown. So this last show, this first one that I decided to restart with, was called Restoration. And I thought it was a perfect theme, since the election and selection of a new administration. It felt like our nation has a chance to heal from some pretty dark stuff. So just like you restore a rundown house, if the house has beautiful bones, like the founding philosophies of our democracy, you have to hire real experts who have a generosity of spirit in order to really restore that house. And I thought it was a great metaphor. So a number of the songs I chose are about kindness, as well, well as a poem of that title by Naomi Shaheed Nye, which I read during the show, and which came through the brilliant mail feed of Brain Pickings by Maria Popova. So I don't know if you want, I have a verse, part of a verse that was so beautiful, which said, "Before you know kindness as the deepest thing inside, you must know sorrow as the other deepest thing. You must wake up with sorrow. You must speak to it till your voice catches in the thread of all sorrows and you see the size of the cloth." And it ends with, "Only kindness that raises its head from the crowd of the world to say, it is I you have been looking for, and then goes with you everywhere, like a shadow or a friend." And I just thought that was such a beautiful sentiment to share with our listeners, because we have a wide spectrum of listeners from varying political beliefs, but there's something transcendent about the notion of kindness. I think that kind of thing will help us bridge for the health of our community here.
Kindness can be restorative. And I just want to remind our listeners, when you say we have a wide spectrum of listeners, we have folks listening from all over the world because we stream. You can go to our website, krfy.org, and there's a button called Browsing, I think it's called, and that's where you can go and stream. And that really brings our picture of who we are here in North Idaho to a bigger audience. And because what you bring in your show is so beautiful and worthy of more ears to hear and folks to be inspired by. So last week was restoration. What fuels your choices for shows? How does that work? But before we get to that, I just want to remind our listeners, this is 88.5 KRFY, and I'm speaking with Jackie Henrian. This is Community Conversations. And Jackie is the host of Songs, Voices, Poems. It airs every Sunday evening at 7. And I have a feeling we're pretty much going to be live here for as long as you can do it. Unless you take a little trip somewhere, we'll replay one of your other shows. But so we'll get back to that question. What fuels your choice for a show? Last week was restoration, and I get that.
Right. Uh-huh. I love the intersection between music and poetry. I'm intensely interested how composers and songwriters think and the elements that form their choices. So the songs are usually lyric driven and somewhat more complex than you might hear in a pop or sometimes country songs. They use the element of poetry to kind of have a literary feel. Dylan did it, and a whole raft of newer songwriters as well, like Dar Williams and Amelia Curran. I also make an extra effort to search for women songwriters and performers. When you listen to conventional stations, there's an overwhelming presence of male sounds and viewpoints. And so I like to balance that energy. You know, when I studied poetics and creative writing at Naropa, I became aware of the quality of voice as a different thing between the genders. Not to say either is better or worse, but it's more like men tend to have a more declarative voice, like this is my story and I'm sticking to it kind of thing. Whereas women, I find, use a language that's more conditional and questioning and open to observation from moment to moment. It's something I encountered at Naropa close to Buddhist philosophy, which recognizes the, let's say, possibilities and changes in every second. It's like the way our culture is shifting rapidly in many areas. And I believe we're better off if we give ourselves the space to process change and not be reactive out of fear. So when I'm in that kind of a headspace, I find gems in KRFY's library. And so this last week, I found an incredible gem by a duo called the Aztec Two-Step. And I actually hadn't heard of them when I was back east. But even though they started singing together in the 1970s. And so that's what I started the show with. And the song is brilliant because it's a very complex portrait of a guy who's got both good aspects and questionable aspects in his personality. Like they start out saying, you don't understand what's wrong with the man, and how he's acting was long ago banned. Don't you think it's a shame? Someone tell me his name. If we let him continue, things may get out of hand. Okay, so, but then it ends.
We lost you there for a minute, Jackie. Start again. You said it ends. you're off.
Hughes. The dust.
Jackie, can you start again? You've been off for about 2 minutes or about a minute. So right when you said, then it goes on with the portrait.
Okay.
I think we're having technical difficulties.
We're getting an in.
It's just breaking up a lot. I'll tell you what, are you there?
No.
Okay.
So then it ends on a completely different note by saying, relax for a moment as you would for your hobby. His beauty abounds in his mind and his body. He's like the setting sun's hues or the dust on his shoes. He's living. He's not. He's Dean Moriarty. Yeah. So I thought, I didn't know what this song was about when I heard it in the KRFY station, but I just found it fascinating in its poetry and complexity. So that's why I played it. But then I thought it was so current. I thought it was about somebody in the current news, you know? But it turns out it's about Jack Kerouac, who's very famous for his books like The Dharma Bums and On the Road. And I've played some of his poetry during the song, during the show. But finding a song like that just blows my mind. And it keeps me feeling young. That's what the station does best. It keeps your mind active with things like Otto's Eclectic Mix and the specials like Democracy Today and occasional science things. So I think this station is one of the most creative and community-oriented organizations out there.
Well, you know, a few of our local broadcasters are stepping back into the studio for live, like you. We have a lot of safety protocols in place to make it possible because we're still in the pandemic. But what sticks with me is how excited, just like you have shared with us today, and how happy everyone is to be back. I can imagine a year of planning what you're going to play next. I know my son has a show down in Spokane at KYRS, and he is always talking to me on the phone about what he's going to do next week and what the theme of his show is going to be. And it's always kind of there. And when you hear music or you run across, as you say, something in our library that just sparks you, it's kind of a magical thing, it sounds like to me, how it all comes about. So what is, I think I may have already asked this, but really quickly, we're kind of coming to the end here. What do you have planned for the near future?
Well, I have a list of themes that I'd like to explore, but since the schedule at this point still gives me some breaks in my live schedule, because we're still doing COVID protection type things, I'm hoping to have more time to include some other voices on the songwriting or poetic journey. So what I envision is sending out a few questions to established and new writers and ask them about their process, then have them record their answers, and then I can slip them into the show. We have quite a number of songwriters locally here, and ones on the national scene who I know would welcome doing something like that.
Just little clips of their inspiration and their process and what makes it magic for them. Well, what I can say is it's really great to have people back in the studio. And as we continue to navigate, we will keep adding more and more of our live broadcasters. But I want to thank you for joining me today and giving us a little picture of inspiration and how it all works for you.
Oh, thank you, Susie, for inviting me. I really appreciate it, and I'm delighted to help.
And this has been Jackie Henryon. She's the host of Songs, Voices, Poems, which airs every Sunday night at 7 and has aired all through the pandemic. But now Jackie will be back live in the studio very often. The more the better is what we say. So that's about it, folks. Thanks for listening to 88.5 KRFY community and listener-supported radio for North Idaho and beyond. Streaming on the web at krfy.org. Podcasts of this and all community conversation shows are available on the station's website, krfy.org. And since we are a resource to help our community with information and news, here is an update. Information about the coronavirus, COVID-19, is evolving on a daily basis, and new safety protocols are coming out regularly. Please continue to work together to minimize the impact of COVID in our community. We've been doing a great job. Let's continue that and respond proactively to federal and state guidance. More information at coronavirus.idaho.gov, where you can also sign up to get the vaccine if you haven't already. It's really pretty simple, and we can get through this together. Let's be good neighbors and friends and protect each other. Please wear a mask in public. It still matters. It's important. And get vaccinated if you can. I think they're opening up vaccinations to everyone. You can call Kinixu Health. You can go to a pharmacy. Vaccines are free, and they are now available to everyone over 16. Thanks for listening to today's community conversation, which airs every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 on 88.5 KRFY Community Radio. Please enjoy Otto's Eclectic Mix all day long. Have a great day, and bye for now.